AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In Davenport, Iowa, Police Chief Jay Bladel says the bodies of three men were found and removed from the site of a collapsed six-story apartment building.
We don't have any other information at this time that there is any additional people missing and or related to this incident.
Crews are shoring up what's left of the building so recovery efforts could begin. A resident of the building who was injured is suing the city of Davenport and the owner of the building, saying they knew of the deteriorating conditions and failed to issue a warning about the risk. Six construction workers injured in a partial building collapse in New Haven, Connecticut last week have been released from a hospital. Two others continue to be treated and are in fair condition. Mike Pence has set up a challenge to his former boss. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The ex-vice president has filed papers for a 2024 presidential run. People familiar with his plan say Pence will formally launch his bid tomorrow, his 64th birthday. Pence enters a race where Donald Trump is leading the early GOP nomination fight. The two men ended their four-year White House run on bad terms, with Pence fleeing for his life during the Capitol insurrection. While Pence often lauds their accomplishments together, his nomination would in many ways mark a return to long-held Republican positions, which Trump abandoned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California's Attorney General says Florida appears to have arranged for a group of South American migrants to be transported from Texas to California and dropped off in Sacramento. Rob Bonta says he's looking into whether crimes may have been committed. The Supreme Court is leaving in place the sentence of a woman on death row in Alabama who helped her boyfriend kill his two young children. Prosecutors in Alabama say Heather Lavelle Keaton poisoned the children with antifreeze. This is AP News. The health of honeybees is blooming at federal facilities across the country. There is a unique tenant at the Warren B. Rudman Federal Courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire.
We have a federal mandate from the Office of the President to support pollinators, because pollinators have a rough life.
Thousands of honeybees are on the building's roof, part of the General Services Administration's Pollinator Initiative. David Johnson is Sustainability Program Manager.
Every hive that's involved in that data science program is bringing pollinator science back to the health of pollinators.
Bees contribute about $25 billion to the nation's economy every year and are under constant threat. Without human intervention, a bee extinction could be a disaster.
They're great ambassadors. So. Nobody in this building was talking about pollinators before their bees arrived, but they really did start a buzz.
Diseases, agricultural chemicals, and habitat losses kill about half of honeybee hives every year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.